Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Many of us had never heard of probiotics before the arrival of the famous yogurt drinks such as Yakult 18 years ago on our supermarket shelves. Probiotics are living bacteria that coexist within us and can improve our health and well-being. One Cork company, Precision Biotics, launched its biotic supplement called Alflorex a decade ago, and the Tánaiste was on hand this week to mark that anniversary. So is there money in bacteria? Colm O'Sullivan is the general manager of Precision Biotics. Good morning, Colm.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
You've got to tell us what Alflorex does, since it's survived a decade already.
I could say many things that are untrue, but I'll tell you what it does. Within reason, Alflorex is a food supplement which helps people. The strain within, which you'll hear a lot of people talk about, mm-hmm. The strain within Alflorex helps people with their gut, essentially. So if you've got particular symptoms, if you suffer from lots of different gut problems, which people do in Ireland, particularly, I think, 1 in 5, nearly 20% of people suffer with gut problems, sometimes related to a condition called IBS and sometimes related to symptoms of IBS. And there's a strain within the product which shows efficacy around these symptoms, and it helps people, basically, to live normal lives.
And that strain is a number.
Indeed it is. It's we should shoot the marketeers, Joe. It's 35624 is the name of the strain, and it was studied rigorously over the years. So when we started off as a company nearly 23 years ago, the essence of the company was science-based. So people invested in the scientific side of things with clinical trials, and they worked on the strain to make sure, or to see at least, if it worked for something. And that particular strain showed efficacy, as I said, amongst a condition called IBS, and it helped people with those symptoms. So it's the intel inside, if you will, or it's the kind of powerhouse of the
under
product.
Under the hub.
Indeed. And it's I suppose, testament, as you said, a decade in existence in this country. And far to flung as well, we've expanded globally to over 26 countries with this product over the last 10 years. So I think, you know, it doesn't do what it says in the tin, but I say that because I guess if you looked at the product, it says Alflorex, and that's all it says on the pack. But I guess, you know, it's with everything, there are regulations, and with this product, it's a probiotic space in general is highly regulated.
I can imagine that anything that you put inside to in your mouth needs to be properly controlled. It is a booming business. I had a look on Fortune magazine, and the sector of dietary supplements is worth $128 billion in the next 4 years, according to Fortune.
It is indeed. And Ireland being a portion of that, I guess, if you looked for 2024, people are talking 360 to 500 million, which is a not to be sniffed at, as they say, but it is. I mean, we're quite a small market in Ireland in terms of, you know, the per capita. You know, we wouldn't have the numbers, let's say. But at the same time, there is such an interest in gut health in Ireland. And you can see that by all the competitors we have. And you can see that by, you know, I give you reports of people's interest by buying products either once a month or indeed or the year, whatever they do. And it's huge. Its potential is huge. And I think because the shift has happened with people to look for, it's not alternative, but to look for other ways to live healthy lives, this is a serious interest for people. And I think they're voting with their wallets in many ways, and they're buying products and looking at products that really help.
And you are a spin-out or a spin-off from University College Cork.
Yeah, so we began as a startup in University College Cork, and I guess the quick whistle stop from that point, we were called Alimentary Health, and then we changed the name to Precision Biotics to kind of launch commercial products, which was the first main stage in 2014. And then from that point in 2020, we were bought, essentially, by a part of Novo Nordisk called Novozymes. Novozymes. I'm getting so many Novos, I'm getting mixed up. And then recently, as you probably saw, there was a Danish stock exchange merger with Christian Hansen, a company called Christian Hansen, and Novozymes One Health to form Novonesis. And that's the company we're in now. So from startup to multinational is where the journey has ended up to this point.
And did you get any R&D grants from the state sector? I mean, we had the boss of Enterprise Ireland just now.
Yeah, I mean, Enterprise Ireland were a huge support for us early doors, and the Science Foundation of Ireland as well. So, you know, the support was huge when we started out. And also, I guess, one of the key partners we had in Cork was the APC Microbiome Institute, which it's now known as. And they were, you know, a huge part of the success at the very beginning with scientific partnership. So I think, you know, it's not to be sniffed at. Enterprise Ireland was a huge support for us when we were starting out. And I think, you know, the investment that we got helped us develop clinical trials to do to put behind Alpharex, which is the flagship product available in over 26 countries. And so the story arc is quite good.
And I'm guessing you've quite a few PhDs and, you know, very well qualified people there. Is there an issue getting or retaining staff?
Not at all. I think as you hit the nail on the head. I mean, people with PhDs, people, you know, the scientific brains of the company come right through the system almost from universities right up, and they're so interested. And that's the thing about the company. There's a culture of interest around science as well as commercial. But the interest is there. The people, the peers, the people above who are kind of blooding new talent are so interested in the science. It's infectious. And you can see that with the people who are studying new products for pipeline and so on. There's an awful lot of new stuff, products coming along for us. And it's just that a keen interest that separates from everyone else. So in terms of staff retention, not in the slightest. I think it's, if anything, it will become an area that people are going to with increased interest over the next while.
Okay, well, Colm, best of luck with it and with another 10 years of Alpharex. That is Colm O'Sullivan, the General Manager of Precision Biotics down in Cork.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.